For the first time ever, Bitcoin traded above $3,000 per coin over the weekend. It has more than tripled in value this year. And some analysts believe that the digital currency could hit $4,000 by the end of this year, which brings up the question of whether this is a bubble. Christopher Vecchio is senior currency strategist at Daily FX, which follows foreign exchange markets. Christopher, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me back.
And just to give people some context, last June, Bitcoin's price peaked at just $780. What's behind this rise?
There's definitely been wider optimism about businesses and consumers accepting cryptocurrency in general as a legitimate means of transaction. Just recently, Japan has legalized Bitcoin as a legitimate medium of transaction itself. We're noticing that there are higher trading volumes out of Asia. In fact, between Japan and Korea alone, they account for about 46% of all trading volume in Bitcoin right now. There's also been possible capital flight out of China as questions over the stability of their debt situation have arisen over the last several months. And so overall, you're seeing a confluence of factors lead to a very high increase in demand.
And in general, and obviously this changes from day to day or month to month, are most people buying Bitcoin to use it or are they buying it as an investment?
I think they're buying it for both, but in the last several weeks, in the midst of this 8-week rally, Bitcoin has been used more as a speculative vehicle.
So therefore, is the prediction that Bitcoin will continue to rise in value?
I think it will continue to rise in value, particularly when you look at the underlying aspect of Bitcoin's system itself. It is a currency with a finite money supply. There can only be 21 million Bitcoin in circulation at its max. And so that's a real deflationary pressure that will boost the value of Bitcoin over time. You know, and there's also widespread adoption of the blockchain technology.
And blockchain, tell us what that means.
Blockchain is a distributed ledger that is used to maintain this list of records. It's a way to make sure that all of the transactions using Bitcoin are held in the public eye for record. And therefore, it ensures that you can't really counterfeit these currencies because all of them have a particular transaction tag to them when they are sent from one person to the other, and everyone can see them at any given time. You have the Linux Foundation's Hyperledger and the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance with these permission blockchains that allow large corporations like banks or financial institutions or retailers to use the blockchain as the underlying processing payment system. That's only going to grow further in the future given its promises as technology, as we've talked about on length before.
Well, you mentioned Ethereum. There's also Ripple out there. How are these other digital currencies doing compared to Bitcoin?
All these cryptocurrencies are having tremendous years. In fact, if you look at the total market cap for crypto right now, it's on approach to $100 billion overall. Bitcoin is only about $45 or $46 billion of that. So it's not like Bitcoin is the only tree out there in the forest. There are a lot of other cryptocurrencies that have a great deal of market value, several of them in the high billions of dollars.
Let's talk about how people are actually using Bitcoin, because we hear that they're being used in Venezuela and Russia right now, increasingly adopting it. What's going on there?
Well, you're finding Bitcoin use in two places. One, in these stable developed economies where you can use it for real things like for Overstock or Expedia or Dell. But you're also seeing it found popularity right now in these countries that are seeing political instability because there's a question over whether or not those actual currencies will retain purchasing power. So by transferring your funds into Bitcoin, you not only gain a frictionless transaction and a place to store your money that's not held within the country, but also you're gaining a medium of transaction that isn't seeing you lose purchasing power. So countries like Russia, Venezuela, even China to an extent have seen increased flow into Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies in the last several weeks, which is surely a driving factor behind the recent rally.
Here in this country, the Securities and Exchange Commission rejected one major attempt to legitimize digital currencies in the U.S. It would have created an exchange-traded fund or ETF for Bitcoin. Now it's reviewing that decision. What do you expect there and what kind of a difference would that make?
I think it's very possible that the SEC gives formal recognition of Bitcoin with an investment vehicle like an ETF. However, you know, the whole point of these cryptocurrencies is to stay deregulated, decentralized, away from governments themselves. And by having a government regulate a security attached to Bitcoin, it may actually dampen some of the true enthusiasm behind the cryptocurrency as a medium itself. But again, the blockchain is where the promise is at here. Overall, as long as we continue to see technological development and innovation along those lines, it's not going to dissuade anyone's interest over the long term.
So there are probably a lot of listeners who have never used Bitcoin and don't plan on ever using Bitcoin. Do you think they're going to be using Bitcoin at some point in the future? Are we going to start to see it replace regular currencies for people who aren't quite as advanced as those who are already in the Bitcoin marketplace?
So I don't think that we're going to ever abandon regular currency, but I do think that Bitcoin could be used in some of the underlying transaction processes that people make, say, with using their phones to send money to one another over a service like Venmo, or if you have a Chase QuickPay-like service. Those processes could be underpinned by the blockchain. And so, you know, there will be a point in time in the future where people may be using these peer-to-peer transaction services and not realize that they're actually using the Bitcoin blockchain.
That's Christopher Vecchio, a senior currency strategist at Daily FX. Christopher, thank you.
Thanks very much for having me again.